What is the limit of human athletic ability? Tomorrow in Vienna, a long-distance runner will try to push the envelope to find out. The World's Jessica Yarmosky has that story.
Here's a moment that made marathon history.
He comes towards the line, raises a sprint on those magical legs.
That's Eliud Kipchoge from Kenya and his magical legs crossing the finish line of the Berlin Marathon in 2018. He broke the world record that day, finishing in 2 hours, 1 minute, and 39 seconds. Tomorrow, in Vienna, Kipchoge will run 26.2 miles again. But it's not an official race. He'll be the only competitor, and he has a specific goal. He wants to run it in under 2 hours, 1:59:59. So yeah, tomorrow Kipchoge is running a marathon. But if he breaks 2 hours, his time would go into the record books with a lot of asterisks next to it. Here's sports physiologist Ross Tucker.
I think that the human barrier of sub 2 hours is a significant one. But if it happens this weekend, I don't know how to evaluate it in the context of whether it's a human advance, a physiological advance, or simply a technical and logistical one.
Here's the setup. The course is really flat, and it's 90% straight, so Kipchoge won't have to waste time going around curves. The weather will be perfect for running a marathon. Cool temps, low humidity, no precipitation. In fact, organizers chose tomorrow precisely because of the forecast. Kipchoge also won't be alone. He'll have 41 pace setters hopping in and out of the course. These guys are world-class runners themselves, and they're trained to run at very specific paces to make sure he's on track to run under two. They'll also shield him from any wind resistance. And finally, the shoes. He'll be wearing shoes that Nike claims make any runner faster. So with all that, Ross Tucker thinks Kipchoge's certainly capable of breaking 2 hours, at least in this environment.
I think the moment you put back all the constraints and the ceilings, the physiological ceilings that exist in those normal race situations, performance will go back to where it came.
This is actually the second time Kipchoge's tried to run under 2 hours in a highly controlled environment. In 2017, he missed the mark by 26 seconds. His time then didn't count as an official world record, and tomorrow's won't either. But still, the excitement for the run is building. Fans are expected to come out and watch, and you can buy t-shirts and hats emblazoned with the motto, "No human is limited." Of course, some people think it should say, "No human is limited if all other factors are absolutely perfect." But even if tomorrow's attempt is not quite natural, it's still a distinctly human feat. Because at the center of it all is a human. Eliud Kipchoge, a 34-year-old Kenyan father of three. And he says he's doing this for one reason.
To inspire family, to inspire all human family in the whole world.
He says he wants to inspire the whole human family. And it's hard to argue with that. For the world, I'm Jessica Yarmosky.